Jim here's barking.
Yeah, he's barking. He's barking heavy, or he's courting heavy.
Uh-huh. And he would be called her...
her sweetheart, her boyfriend.
And she would be his?
His girl, or his sweetheart.
And a boy that comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say she had been...
he'd been courting.
Okay. Or he's got lipstick on his collar, you say he'd been doing what?
He'd been loving her,
uh-huh.
Hugging her, something.
Uh-huh. Do you hear smooching or kissing?
Smooching or kissing, yeah.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
Meg, what?
When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you
they
say,
broke up.
Okay. You say, he asked her to marry him, but she...
she refused?
Or she did what to him?
She refused him?
Uh-huh. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
she broke it off.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear turned him down, or gave him the sack, or jilted him? Or...
yeah, jilted him, turned him down.
Uh-huh.
That was expression, yeah.
But if she didn't turn him down, you said they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Got hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the...
the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Bridesmaid.
Do you remember a long time ago, people in the community would get married, other people would come by their house and make a lot of noise? And
there was chivalry.
Uh-huh. When would they do it?
Generally, it happened the first night that they got married.
Just anybody who got married?
Yes, but particularly if it was somebody that had married the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd really have a chivalry for them, for mm-hmm. sure.
And say if you were talking about being in, say last week you'd gone to New Orleans, you say, last week I went...
to New Orleans.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say a down or up or over?
Down to New Orleans.
Uh-huh. How would you use the word over? Could you give me an example of how?
Go over to town or over to Kentwood. Uh-huh. Over to Osaka.
What about up?
When over to the neighbor's house.
Uh-huh. When would you say up?
Up, if it was here, up generally means you're going north.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going up a hill.
Mm-hmm. And... say if there was trouble at a party, you say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
the whole bunch.
Any other words besides bunch?
The whole crowd.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music?
They're dancing.
Okay. Do you remember different kinds?
Well, there was the waltz, there was the jitterbug, mm-hmm. there was a two-step, and there was Charleston, the Big Apple. Oh, I don't know how many.
Just several different?
Several different kinds. Uh-huh. Different steps in the dance.
What about a dance that they'd hold at home? Any special?
Well, they had the square dance. And then they had what they call the round dance, where the couples danced with each other. The square dance was the group dance together.
Mm-hmm.
And... these were most of the type that were held in the home.
Mm-hmm. Say, if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school...
ended or turned out.
And after vacation, children might ask, when does school...
begin or start.
And say, if you go to a movie, you might say, if you're late at it, you say, the movie's already...
started.
Or, using the word begin, you say, the movie's...
begun.
And... 10 minutes ago with the movie.
Began.
Okay. And say if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you say he...